It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The November general election is less than 3 weeks away. As part of our series of candidate interviews, this morning we talked to Rebecca Clayfish, Republican Lieutenant Governor, who is seeking a third term. She faces Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Libertarian candidate Patrick Baird, Democratic candidate Mandela Barnes, and Independent candidate Will Loesch. Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, good morning and welcome to the Morning Show.
Hi, John. Thanks. How are you?
Well, pretty good so far, but the day is young, as my father always used to say. You've served as Wisconsin's lieutenant governor for two terms. Why are you seeking a third?
Well, we have not solved all of Wisconsin's problems yet, John. As you recall, when we very first asked for these jobs back in 2010, about January, our unemployment rate was at 9.3%. Our biggest challenge as a state was trying to find enough jobs for the people. Today, if you take a look at our totally free Department of Workforce Development job search website, just yesterday I had a group of folks check in front of me. I hadn't looked at the site before I asked them to check. We were at about 101,000 open opportunities and only about 33,000 folks who had posted resumes there. And if you're on unemployment insurance in Wisconsin, you do post your resume there. And so you see, therein lies today's biggest challenge, trying to find enough people for the jobs. The cool part of Governor Walker's incredible success story economically here in Wisconsin is that we've seen the creation of so many jobs. The economy has gotten so much better. Wages are up. Unemployment has been down at 3% or below for the last 7 months straight. But we need to finish the job. We need to make sure that we have enough qualified people to take all of these wonderful opportunities and fully engage everybody who wants to be in the economy, in Wisconsin's economy.
You're running against four other people in this election: Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Libertarian Patrick Baird, Democrat Mandela Barnes, and Independent Will Loesch. What do you bring to the table that they don't?
Well, I think experience, first of all. I've been doing this job for 8 years now, but I also think that, believe it or not, my former careers, both as a journalist and as a media and marketing contractor, are very useful. And I think you could probably see my skills be put to use early on when I started cold calling Illinois businesses to urge them to come to Wisconsin. We've heard a lot of hay being made about the manufacturers and agriculture tax credit. And early in our tenure, that tax credit was so attractive to businesses just over the border, and then also those in Wisconsin who are looking around for a better economic development climate. That tax credit not only caused them to stay, but also allows small businesses to keep more of their own money and farm those dollars back into their companies so that they can grow. So I would argue that having a marketing background and also, you know, being a good listener as a journalist has really helped me a lot. Today, I focus on challenges rather than exclusively economic development, more on the lines of workforce development, because as I mentioned, I think that's probably our biggest challenge today. So a lot of my time is focused on anti-poverty efforts that I think can help engage more people in Wisconsin's economy, because frankly, we can't really have anyone sitting on the sidelines of our talent pipeline today. We really need all hands on deck because we have so many job opportunities. We got a lot of people saying to us, hey, I can't take this extra order, or I can't take on an extra few in my customer base because I'm not going to be able to deliver what they say they need on time. I need more people working for me. And so we need everybody engaged. And so I'm going to continue to focus on those efforts.
Rebecca Clayfish has served as Wisconsin's lieutenant governor since 2011. She is the Republican candidate in this year's gubernatorial election. You mentioned helping people, connect people in poverty with all those jobs that are available. One of the issues that people in impoverished areas have in Wisconsin is getting to and from the job. The jobs aren't where they are. What can we do to improve their transportation options?
Well, I think Foxconn is going to be very unique in thinking far out of the box for transportation solutions. They've talked about everything from a freeway flyer to driverless vehicles, autonomous vehicles, and then they've also even talked about using a rail line that is near them. But I think for the time being, the idea that I have been spending the most time promoting is one that actually doesn't involve government at all. If you've heard of the Joseph Project in both Madison and Milwaukee, you know that this is an organic and natural effort by economic development organizations like Chamber of Commerce and businesses that have gotten simply fed up with not having enough workers in their local area to take their local jobs, so much so that they have decided to band together, buy commuter vans, and essentially gift them to not-for-profit organizations that are training people, build in accountability, and then give them rides, for which they charge to these employers that are especially needy right now. I've seen such tremendous success with the Joseph Project, and I've talked to a number of communities that are considering similar models. It causes the employers to get more skin in the game, but it also, I think, rallies our not-for-profits and our churches, our people of faith, to get more engaged in reaching a hand back and helping someone who may be down on their luck out of what ends up being kind of an economic hole and into a success story and the ability to climb the ladder to your American dream, which is pretty cool.
Mandela Barnes, your Democratic opponent in this race, told us this week that he supports raising Wisconsin's minimum wage above the federal level of $7.25 an hour, saying that corporations in Wisconsin have written the rules for too long. What's your take on Wisconsin's minimum wage?
Well, I've got deep concerns about the $15 minimum wage argument, only because I have seen the data, and I would probably guess that my opponent has as well, that it would cost Wisconsin about 19,000 jobs in one fell swoop. We're also, you know, really reluctant to forget about what it felt like in the recession. I mean, we just came out of it, and though we're doing really, really well, and that feels really terrific, we have the highest unemployment rate among young people post-World War II in that recession. Sorry about the car door. I had to drop Violet off at school. And what we want to make sure is that we still keep our young people engaged in those first jobs, which do tend to be the lower-paying jobs. And I would argue that they probably should be. I don't think that my 15-year-old daughter needs to be making $15 an hour to bus tables at the local restaurant. I think there is value in having a first job, a first experience. And I know that the Wisconsin Restaurant Association alone has said that this would cost Wisconsin nearly 20,000 jobs right off the bat. Besides that, I don't think, John, we want our adults who are supposed to be our family-sustaining wage makers to be taking those minimum wage, $7.25 an hour jobs. I think we need to be a little bit more aspirational than that. I had a conversation 2 days ago with a circuit maker. They said, well, you know what, the unemployment rate is so low, we have seen such incredible wage increases just at our company alone. You know, we went from an $11 an hour starting wage, now we're up to $15 an hour, and we tried a couple of different wages in between. We didn't start to get the type of applicant we wanted until we moved it up to that number. Now, that number seems arbitrary there, but basically what I'm telling you is we're seeing employers move that number up considerably. That's why wages are up in Wisconsin. I think my deeper concern, I would say, not just for Wisconsin, but this entire country, is wage increases being eaten up by health insurance premiums.
Because let's switch to health care as a topic here, Lieutenant Governor. Your running mate, Governor Scott Walker, supports a lawsuit to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which, if it succeeded, would affect coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Do you also support a repeal of the Affordable Care Act? And if so, what would you replace it with?
John, because I have a pre-existing condition, I am terrified of Obamacare and any sort of socialized medicine that would lead us on the path to what they have in the United Kingdom and Canada, what they proposed for the Oregon Medicaid pilot a few years back. This is because I have a pre-existing condition. When you have finite resources, taxpayer dollars, and you have infinite wants, because we know that when people look at something as free as they have in the UK, there is very little to limit their wants in this regard. There was a wonderful article in Forbes that I'm kind of paraphrasing right now. You run out of money. This is exactly what has happened in the UK, where they canceled 50,000 surgeries this January.
Lieutenant Governor, I'm sorry, we're out of time for this segment. I do appreciate you joining us this morning. I know you're very busy. Rebecca Clayfish has served as Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor since 2011. She's the Republican candidate in this race. For more information about the Lieutenant Governor's race and everything else on your ballot, visit wisconsinvote.org. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.